ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Jesse here. Particle Lesson 12. Other particles are useful, but Japanese particles wa and mo are crucial.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com. With us, you'll learn Japanese grammar with fun and effective lessons. Okay, so what did we study in the previous lesson?
We studied the particle wa when used to show contrast, and the particle ga when used to mean but.
Can we hear a sample sentence using both of those?
はい。野球は得意ですが、サッカーはちょっと。
I'm good at baseball, but not at soccer. So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use double particles with wa and mo.
And who is this conversation between?
田中明さんと子供の親です。
Akira Tanaka and a child's parent.
二人は電話で話していますね。田中明さんは学校の先生です。
Akira Tanaka is a school teacher and he's talking with the parent of one of his students on the phone. Now, particles in Japanese are very important but also challenging, aren't they, Naomi-sensei?
Right. そうですよね。
So after listening to this lesson, try the practice questions in the learning center.
It's really a good way to test yourself.
All right, so let's listen to the conversation.
はい、田中です。
先生、うちの子供がいないんです。
は？
家にも塾にもいません。友達の家へも電話しましたが、いないんです。
警察へは電話をしましたか？
警察？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はい、田中です。
先生、うちの子供がいないんです。
は？
家にも、塾にも、いません。友達の、うちへも、電話、しましたが、いないんです。
警察へは、電話を、しましたか？
警察？
今度は英語が入ります。
はい、田中です。
Hello, Tanaka speaking.
先生、うちの子供がいないんです。
Mr. Tanaka, I can't find my child.
は？
What?
家にも塾にもいません。
He's not at home or at cram school.
友達の家へも電話しましたが、いないんです。
I called his friends' houses as well, but he wasn't there.
警察へは電話をしましたか？
Have you called the police?
警察？
What? The police?
子供が心配ですね。
ねえ、大丈夫ですかね。
The kid is nowhere to be found. I can imagine that the mother must be really worried.
そうね。If it's happened in Japan, the first person the parents would contact is a teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but in the States?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
That's really interesting. I didn't know that. So that's why they're talking on the phone, the parent and the teacher.
そうです。
Ah, that makes sense.
And I'd like to go over some of the vocab in the dialogue, because there are some good vocab in the dialogue.
Okay, great. What's the first one?
How do you say 塾 in English?
That would be cram school. And this is the private school that many students go to after they get out of their regular school. And they go there for extra instruction.
Okay. The next word is 警察
police
うち
home or house
うち appears twice in the dialogue, right?
Right.
The second うち means home or house, but the first うち is a little different. The parent said, うちの子供 which means my child. うちの could also mean my.
So instead of, say, 私の they would say, うちの。
そうですね。
Do you ever use うちの？
もういつもです。
Oh, really?
Actually, I always use it.
Oh, interesting.
ジュシンさんは？
Never.
Oh, no?
I've never used it. I don't know exactly how it sounds, so I've never used it.
Okay.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use double particles with wa and mo.
Let's start with the particle wa.
As you learned in lesson 11, the particle wa can be used to show contrast.
そうですね。When contrasting the object or subject, you replace o or ga with wa. For example, 私は音楽が得意だ。
I'm good at playing music. 得意 means to be good at and is talking about one's ability. So the object is marked by が. That gives us 音楽が得意だ. If you want to show contrast, such as I'm good at playing music, but I'm not good at sports, then you have to mark the object with わ.
そうですね, right. So 私は音楽は得意だが、運動は得意じゃない.
I'm good at playing music, but I'm not good at sports. Now, for showing contrast for location or destination, which use the particles に and え, there are two ways to do this, right?
そうですね, right. The first option is replace え or に with わ. For example, I went to Madrid is マドリッドへ行きました. And I didn't go to Barcelona is バルセロナへ行きませんでした。
Now, these are the original sentences. Note how the destinations are marked by the particle え. Of course, you can also use に. So, if you want to show contrast and say, I went to Madrid, but I didn't go to Barcelona, you show that contrast by replacing え with わ.
そうですね、right. マドリッドは行きましたが、バルセロナは行きませんでした。
I went to Madrid, but I didn't go to Barcelona. And what's the other option?
You can add わ to に or え.
So that would be マドリッドへは行きました、right?
そうです、そうです、right, exactly. マドリッドへは行きましたが、バルセロナへは行きませんでした。
Now, when you want to show contrast for information followed by other particles, such as に, used to talk about time, location, purpose, で, which is in, at, or on, と, which is with, から, which is from, and まで, which is until, and so on, the particle は comes after all of those particles.
そうです。For example, 父と日本語を話します is
I speak with my father in Japanese.
母と英語を話します is
I speak with my mother in English.
And if you put these two pieces of information together, you get 父とは日本語を話しますが、母とは英語を話します。
I speak with my father in Japanese and I speak with my mother in English. Here, と means with, and it is followed by the particle は, as in 父とは、母とは。Okay, on to double particles using も. As you learned in lessons 1 and 8, the particle も follows a noun and it means to or also.
Be careful where you put も, because it could affect the meaning of the sentence.
How so?
私もフランス語が話せます is I also speak French. It sounds like there's someone else who can speak French, but 私はフランス語も話せます is I also speak French. It sounds like this person can speak other languages.
So let's just get this straight. 私もフランス語が話せます means I speak French in addition to somebody else.
Ah, そうそう、そうです。
And 私はフランス語も話せます means I speak French in addition to other languages.
そうですね。 So you need to put もright after the noun you want to emphasize.
Oh, okay, I see. That makes sense. When you want to emphasize the topic, subject, or object, you replace wa, ga, or o with mo.
For example, 新しい靴が欲しい。
I want new shoes.
新しいカバンも欲しい。
I also want a new bag. See how が was replaced with も? In the second sentence, 新しいカバンも欲しい。We use も because we already mentioned a pair of shoes. So the bag is in addition to those pair of shoes.
そうです。
Now, if you use も in conjunction with another particle, も will come after it. And here's an example of that.
ロンドンへ行きました。
I went to London.
パリへも行きました。
I also went to Paris, as in, I went to Paris as well as London. As always, the lesson notes go into much more detail. There is a summary of the different rules for combining and replacing particles, so don't miss it. In this lesson, you learned how to use double particles with wa and mo. So now let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Naomi-sensei is going to read you a sentence in Japanese. Your job is to choose the best English sentence which has the closest nuance from the choices provided. Are you ready? Here's the sentence.
新しい靴は欲しい。
1. I want a new pair of shoes, and I don't want anything other than that. 2. I want a new pair of shoes as well. So, can we hear the question one more time?
Sure. 新しい靴は欲しい。
新しい靴、new shoes, was followed by the contrastive marker は。So the speaker is implying that he or she doesn't want anything else, just the shoes.
So the translation would be?
1. I want a new pair of shoes, and I don't want anything other than that. So Naomi-sensei, the translation of choice 2, I want a new pair of shoes as well, what would that be?
That would be 新しい靴も欲しい。
So there we have the particle も, which means in addition. Okay, let's do one more quiz question. This time, I'm going to say the English sentence. Please choose the best Japanese translation from the choices provided. Here's the sentence. I also speak Japanese. In the sense of, I can speak some other languages, but I also can speak Japanese. Here are the choices. 1.
私も日本語が話せます。
2.
私は日本語も話せます。
3.
私も日本語も話せます。
And the answer is?
2. 私は日本語も話せます。
So let's review the choices. Choice 1.
私も日本語が話せます。
is I can also speak Japanese in addition to somebody else who can. And choice 3.
私も日本語も話せます。
What does this mean?
It doesn't sound right to me.
So this isn't natural Japanese.
No.
Okay. All right, well, that's all for this lesson. Make sure that you read the lesson notes for reinforcement.
So please visit our Learning Center for more help on mastering particles.
じゃあまた! See you next time!
はい、田中です。
先生、うちの子供がいないんです。
は？
家にも塾にもいません。友達の家へも電話しましたが、いないんです。
警察へは電話をしましたか？